I am writing in response to your Love Grows post from Christmas Day. I think I might have what you're looking for. It should be available on March 1st, or around March 1st. Right now, I am living in Omaha, but this is not where I want to be. So if you pay my way, I will bring it to you in Denver, if that is where you really live. No offense, but a lot of people on this site lie. I know they all say don't send money and don't send tickets and don't do this and don't do that. Rules don't always apply, though, and you never know what another person has gone through to end up here. After reading your post, I knew you would understand this. No lawyers. No agencies. That's why I am on this site. If either gets involved, I will disappear with the item in question. I don't mean to sound threatening. That's just the situation. I would like to come a little bit early and have the matter taken care of there. This way we can get to know each other. I'm not asking for money, just expenses. It's getting hard for me to stay here much longer. This offer is good until 1 week from today. After that, I will seek other solutions. I'm sorry if I'm rushing you, but you have to understand, I'm trying to do what's best. I have attached a picture of myself, and as you can see, I am white and in good health and not bad-looking. A lot of people in my situation might have a problem with some of the facts you mentioned in your post about you. Not me, because I think I understand. If you accept me, I accept you. Please write soon. Mandy.
Jill. Dad would want me to be here. There's no other explanation for my presence. Sometimes it's like I exist, keep going to school, keep coming home, keep showing up in my life, only to prove that his confidence in me, his affection for me, weren't mistakes. That I'm the person he always said I was, am. That I know the right things to do and will always do them in the end, even if it takes me a while to get there, and even if I fight the whole way. We were the same that way. Are, were, he was, I am. When he was here, I knew who I was. If I forgot, he'd remind me. In theory, I should be the same person now I was then. He died, not me. So I'm trying to be that person, still, even though he hasn't been here for 10 months now. But let me tell you, it's epically, stupidly, monumentally hard. Hard to deal with people who are only trying to be nice, comforting. Hard not to hate all my friends who still have their dads. Hard to smile and say thank you to all the random strangers I deal with in a day who don't know any better than to act as if the world is a good place. The hardest thing of all is loving my mom without him to show me how. Loving maybe isn't the best way to put it. Obviously, I love my mom. Understanding, appreciating, showing kindness and compassion and basic friendliness toward, which, you know, are the things that express love, because otherwise it's just a word, right? Those are the challenges. Especially understanding. Especially when she's making lunatic decisions like the one that's led us here to the train station at 7 o'clock on a Monday morning. Instead of celebrating President's Day the way it's meant to be celebrated, with sleep, we're waiting for the human time bomb that's about to wreck our lives. Wreck it more, I mean. That's my opinion, and it's no big secret. Mom knows how I feel about this. She just doesn't seem to care. It's a grief thing. Anyone from the outside looking in can analyze what's going on and see it. Except she claims this isn't about that, not directly. Eventually, I had to stop arguing with her. My rants only make her more stubborn about seeing this through. Not that I'm unfamiliar with stubbornness, and not that I've done such a fantastic job handling my own grief. But at least I've tried to limit the stupid shit I've done so that I'm the only one who gets hurt. This affects 3 lives, soon to be 4. Son, Mom says now, stretching to see out the high, narrow panes of the station windows. there's a glimpse of winter sky growing blue. When we got here, we found out that because of security rules, we couldn't actually wait out on the platform, which somewhat shattered Mom's romantic vision of how this whole thing would go down. Threat level orange tends to do that. I know I shouldn't say this. I know it as surely as I know the earth is round and beets are evil, and yet here it comes. It's not too late to change your mind. Mom, still staring up at the windows, lets her bag slide off her shoulder and dangle from her elbow. Thanks, Jill. That's tremendously helpful. If I had any sense, the edge in her voice would shut me up. Alas, you're not obligated, like, legally. You didn't sign any papers.